Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday, believe it or not, the 30th of January. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you live, just barely, from Washington, D.C. Folks, I didn't have intend originally to have any guests this evening, but a couple hours ago, I got a phone call from two very familiar figures to many of you, or I should hope to all of you. And they suggested that we might want to talk about a particular matter here on this show this evening. And I said, yes, indeed, please call in at 9 o'clock. That's 9 o'clock my time, 8 o'clock Central Time, which, of course, is this time we are at right now. Bad grammar, but that's where we are. In any case, I almost missed the show here this evening because something came up and I was afraid I was going to have to catch these two guys and say, hey guys, you got to pinch it for me. And I can assure you that they would have been able to do it in the event I could not make the show. But needless to say, I am here. All of that having been said, folks, we are going to be joined here tonight by Mark Glenn and Phil Turney. Now, you know, I hope you know Mark and Phil as the co-hosts of a wonderful program that appears here on RBN every Saturday. I forget what time it is, but you, if you're a listener to RBN, you certainly can check it out on the website here at republicbroadcasting.org. And if you have never listened to the show, I strongly urge you to tune in. It is the Liberty Hour. And as I say, the co-hosts are Mark Glenn and Phil Turney. Phil, of course, is a survivor of the attack on the USS Liberty on June 8, 1967, deliberate, unprovoked attack on the USS Liberty by the military forces of the State of Israel. I can never get these figures straight in my mind, and you know what? When you're counting numbers here, it really doesn't matter. Like 172 wounded, or maybe it was 174. Or 32 killed, or 34 killed. In any case, ladies and gentlemen, massive casualties. And as I say, the numbers don't count, unfortunately. What really counts is the fact that it happened. It should have never happened in the first place, but it did. And if one American had died, that would have been one American too many. If one American had been wounded, that would have been one American wounded too many. So as I say, if I'm off by a couple numbers, it really doesn't matter, because the big picture here is that something happened that shouldn't have, and there has never been justice in that regard. Well, needless to say, if you're not familiar with the story of the USS Liberty, Phil and Mark will be able to tell you some of the places you can check on the internet with good, solid, reliable information about that terrible event. But we're not really here to talk necessarily about the USS Liberty per se tonight, although what we are about to talk about does touch on the USS Liberty. But then again, you know, what happened to the USS Liberty, you know, I've actually heard some people say that, well, you know, it happened so long ago, why worry about it? Well, that's absolute, utter nonsense. In fact, some of the people who say that are some of the people who are first to rush forward and remind us about the Holocaust, which happened, however it happened, back in the 1940s. But the USS Liberty took place in 1967, folks. And, you know, I'll tell you what, our position in the Middle East today, our sad position in the world today, is in many respects a direct consequence of what happened aboard the USS Liberty, the Israeli attack on that ship. So the attack on the USS Liberty, while it's an event in history, is as totally relevant to what's happening in our world today as the fact that we have a new president. So anyway, that having been said, we are going to bring up Phil and Mark when he arrives right after the break. We're going to bring Phil up right after the break. So stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm sure you're going to want to talk to Phil and Mark. So you know what the number is here to call in.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Toxic heavy metals. They're in the air we breathe, water we drink, our food, products we use, objects we touch, and they negatively impact our health by building up within the body over time. But now, toxic metals can be mobilized in a safe, effective manner with Kelarex from scienceformulas.com. Kelarex is an oral chelator developed from Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Kelarex contains absolutely zero synthetic chelation agents, which frequently cause adverse side effects. Kelarex contains all natural ingredients that enhance the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and protects against reabsorption. Kelarex effectively mobilizes mercury, aluminum, lead, and 15 other heavy metals. Try Kelarex now from scienceformulas.com with this RBN special offer. Purchase two bottles, get one free with free shipping. Limited time offer. Go to scienceformulas.com. That's scienceformulas.com. Kelarex. Chelation of toxic heavy metals the way nature intended.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper here coming to you from Washington, headquarters of American Free Press. I got a note here from my producer that one of our callers wanted to know what happened to my guest last night. I am a little bit confused, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of people would say I'm very confused. I don't recall saying that I was going to have a guest last night, and if I did say I was going to have a guest last night and had arranged such a guest, then that poor guest didn't get on the show, to the best of my memory. So I'm a little bit confused, but as I say, maybe I'm a lot of confused. Well, anyway, we have been joined by both Phil Turney and Mark Glenn. Mark wants to just sit in and listen, but I suspect he'll have something to say. But anyway, folks, we're going to bring Phil Turney right up because Phil is going to tell us a story which I got thinking is both a sad story and a glad story. And I'll tell you why after Phil has told you the story, why I say it's a sad story and a glad story. Phil, welcome aboard. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, listen, Michael, God bless you, sir, for the short notice getting us on the air. And I'll tell you what, it's patriots like you and Mark Glenn and your listeners, RBN, that have the courage to honor other people that are patriots. And I certainly am honored to be on your show, and it means a lot to me. Thank you, Michael.
Well, I will just say, and vice versa to you, Phil, so cover the ground that simply.
Well, I'll go ahead and tell you why we're here on this short notice, is that George Houston Golden died this afternoon about 1:30 or so Eastern Standard Time, and he was my boss aboard the USS Liberty for about almost 3 years. And Mr. G is what we called him. At the time, he was a lieutenant when I worked for him, but we called him Mr. G, and what a guy, and what a history of his service to our country he has given. It is almost unbelievable. He joined the United States Navy under a false pretense as a young man. I think he was either 15 or 16. And this is during World War II. And he was a white hat, E1, starting out just, you know, joined the Navy because he wanted to serve our country. And he was on board at least one or two ships, I know one for sure, that was sunk by a torpedo. And they were in the water for, I don't know, about 20 hours, and they finally got rescued. And then, of course, he stayed in the Navy, and just because that was his dream. He loved the Navy. And he became an officer, believe it or not, you know, from E1. I don't know how much his education George had. It really doesn't, you know, make any difference. But he went straight up from E1 to commander in the United States Navy. But when I met George, he was a lieutenant, and he was a plank order owner, aboard the USS Liberty. And that, what that means is that he brought the ship into commission in Washington. And he brought the ship over from Washington into Norfolk, Virginia. And then I missed the first cruise. Then I got aboard the second cruise and stayed with the ship till it got attacked I stayed with the ship 3 years. It got attacked the last cruise. That had been the fourth cruise. But anyway, George brought her back too. But when he died today, I started thinking about what kind of man was he, or is he, or has he been? He's one of the finest gentlemen you ever met in your life. He wasn't one of those AHs, officers you meet in the military a lot of times, because he was a whitehead. He come up through the ranks, and he treated me fairly and honestly, as he did all men aboard the ship that did their duty. I must say something, though, Michael. This great hero of American history that has been shut down by our government and by the forces of evil, the ADL and AIPAC, our ship never got the recognition, or especially the crew. And one of this crew is George Golden. Now, the officer that was aboard our ship, that was the commander of our ship, the captain, he got the Medal of Honor, William McGonigal. But if anybody deserved the Medal of Honor, George Golden did. He was the glue that held that ship together, and there's not a person aboard that ship that will ever say anything different, not one. So with regret, he died, and he lived.
You know, but Phil, he was a chief engineer, right, aboard the Liberty?
Yes, sir, he was.
I only even have a vague idea what the chief engineer is on a ship, because I was always interested in the sinking of the Titanic. And, you know, a lot of people always said that the biggest heroes of the Titanic were the engineers. They were the guys who stayed down there in the bowels of the ship, keeping the ship's lights running on that cold night in the North Atlantic when the Titanic was going down. None of those guys survived. They all stayed to their post till the very end. And the fact is, if the ship's lights had gone out, there would have been mass panic aboard the Titanic, and not as many people would have survived as did survive. And so that's what people have to keep in mind. George Golden and his crew were the guys, the members of his team, were the guys who were down there in the bowels of the Liberty, keeping the water out after the ship had been hit by a torpedo and while it was under fire, having seen many of their friends and colleagues slaughtered right there in front of them. I mean, these guys, from the stories I've heard from some of the Liberty survivors, I mean, they were literally working in water in which parts of the bodies of their friends were floating around. So this was a real, this was not just, you're not just talking general heroics here, are you, Phil?
Absolutely not. In fact, Mike, he got rid of 90% or 99% of the crew that he had in his spaces, machinist-made spaces. Him and Chief Brooks stayed down there. But what they didn't know was that there was also the men at the boiler that were taking care of the boilers. They never left their spaces either. But if you can imagine, Michael, that these men stayed down there when we had 5 to 6 torpedoes coming at us, prepare for torpedo hit starboard side. Prepare. And we, all those torpedoes missed us except one, thank God. But can you imagine the courage it took to stay down there when you're 2 or 3 decks below water?
That there were, they if another torpedo had hit, they surely would not have had even a chance of surviving.
No, absolutely right. And if the torpedo would have hit in the engine room, we're down anyway. We're done. And it wouldn't have made any difference at that point because the Israelis were there to shoot up our life rafts and stuff anyway, which they already did. The low-lifers, I mean, shooting a man's life raft out, I mean, that's pretty low life.
And it's a war crime.
A war crime over and over and over. And we filed a war crimes complaint, but it got stopped at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, thanks to George Bush and, you know, his cronies. But I'm not real happy with George Bush, never have been. I think he was the worst president ever. But I'm not going to get into him right now. I just want to pay a little respect to my fallen officer, George Golden, and he achieved the highest rank he could achieve in the United States Navy as a limited duty officer, and also he did become the commanding officer of that ship for I think about 10 or 12 hours when the captain was not able to take care of the ship. So George did his duty, and God bless him, and I'll tell you, I can't say enough things about him. He's got so many medals.
You know, Phil, I mentioned to you off the air when we talked earlier, I met him just very briefly here in Washington many, many years ago, and he struck me as being, as I like to describe people who deserve this description, both a gentleman and a gentleman. He just seemed like just such a decent person. And then to think that, you know, that he and you and all those other guys had to go through what you did at the hands of our so-called ally. But, you know, that's what I said at the outset, Phil. This is a sad story because George Golden is gone, but it's a glad story because this is someone who is a real hero, a brave man, a gentleman, and a gentleman, and someone who is probably in many respects responsible for the very fact that you're alive today and able to tell us this story, and as you've been telling this story to anyone who would listen over the past 20 years or so. So all I can say before we go to this break here, and I know everybody feels this way, God bless George Gold. All right, folks, we are going to the break. When we come back, we'll still have Phil with us, and Mark is listening in. If you have a question or comment for either Phil or Mark about any topic, please feel free to call in.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth. 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
It's now winter. Hello, cold. Hello, Mr. Flu. Oh yeah, welcome aboard the ship of irritating sickness. But wait! Ahoy! The sickness answer! GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Let life change tea. Battle your yuck so you can have your life back. Bye-bye, cold. Bye-bye, Mr. Flu. And, oh, by the way, you toxins and chemicals, get the bleep out of here. Feel better, lose weight. Call us 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Make an investment in your life. P.S. I've been drinking it for years.
Welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Just a quick note, Joe from Virginia had called in earlier and asked that question about my guest. He didn't actually ask about my guest. There was a little bit of confusion there. He was curious about what had happened to my friend that I was talking about last night when I came on the show. I had been talking with a friend of mine and had to leave the line, and I was a little bit concerned about him and it was a matter of confusion. Well, I'm pleased to say my friend, who is an elderly gentleman and a longtime hardline activist in the American Nationalist Movement, he is very much alive and very much kicking. There was just a little bit of confusion there, and he is fine and dandy. I did speak to him, and I appreciate the fact that someone did ask about that. I was very much worried, and wasn't until after I got off the show last evening that I was able to make contact and find out that everything was okay. So, in any event, that's the story on that. Okay, well, I'll tell you what, if you do want to call in here and talk to Phil Turney, the number here is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Incidentally, Mark Glenn is not on the line. He is just listening from his listening post out there on the mountain in Idaho. And I can imagine, as cold as it is here in D.C., what it must be like in Idaho. He's probably cuddled up next to one of the lambs or one of the sheep or maybe one of his 8 kids and his wife. Who knows? Anyway, Phil, Phil Turney, you are there.
I am. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, Phil, yeah, that story, I'm glad you called and told me about George Golden because, you know, as I said, I met him and he was a real nice guy. I was thinking about it during the break, Phil. How many of the Liberty survivors are alive today, to the best of your knowledge?
That's a good, a very good question, Michael. I think I would say less than probably 125, 130 out of 300.
Okay, so that means then there were about 300 on board the ship.
Yes.
And so it was the number killed was 34. Is that correct, or was it 32? I can never get that straight in my mind.
Yeah, well, it was 34, but, you know, as you said earlier in your introduction, if it was one, it's too many. But
exactly.
Yeah, it was 34, and then there's been a lot of guys die since then from either their wounds, you know, heart attacks, whatever. It could be car wrecks, but, yeah, a lot of the crew has gone through hell, and you know, George Golden's was one of our great spokesmen for the truth of the USS Liberty. He's one of the only commanding officers or commander aboard that ship that has really spoke out as much as him. Commander Lewis has done an outstanding job. He was the head of intelligence on our ship. He's spoken out much.
I was thinking the other day, I've mentioned this to Mark, and I've mentioned it to you too. You know, I'm not paying you needless compliments here, but I've always admired your speaking style and your style when you're hosting the program and when you're on your own program and on programs like mine and calling in. You called into C-SPAN a month or so ago, and the reason why I say that though is that it just occurred to me the other day listening to you that I'll bet you when you were back there on the USS Liberty, even before the attack on the USS Liberty, you would have never, ever imagined that you were going to be out traveling around the United States giving speeches or hosting a radio show, let alone hosting a radio show and giving speeches about an Israeli attack on your ship.
Boy, I'll tell you what, have you got that right? I never would, and I'll tell you what, shamefully I have to say this, Michael, and you know it, and I think everybody else that listens to your show and ours and others in RBN is that what is so disgusting about the attack on the USS Liberty that our phony government, our phony AIPAC, ADL-loving Israeli government would go ahead and cover up for murderers. And the murderers are the government of Israel. And I'll tell you what, in the last 3 or 4 weeks, they have murdered so many different people. It just kills you. And that's what I've been fighting for. That's what you've been fighting for. That's what Mark's been fighting for. That's what George fights for. That's what the Liberty veterans fight for. But we get nowhere because of AIPAC and the Jews.
Well,
and I mean,
Let me ask you a question now. The listeners to this, and we're going to be going to a break here for a moment, so this will give you a little bit of time to think about it. But you know, the listeners to this program and the people that listen to RBN and your program, the other programs here, our listeners are very well informed on a broad range of issues, and they certainly know the horrible, and that's an understatement, horrible details of the attack on the USS Liberty. So they know about it. But I know that in your life in the last 20 years, you've had the opportunity to speak with the average man on the street who never knew anything about the USS Liberty. And when we come back from the break, which is coming up here in a moment, I'd like you to comment on how people have reacted when you have told them about the Liberty, people who've never heard about it before. Because we all know about it, but I wonder what those people think when they hear about it. All right, folks, stay tuned, and if you want to call in here, the number is 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, folks, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We have Phil Turney, survivor of the USS Liberty, and co-host with Mark Glenn of the Liberty Hour here on the Republic Broadcasting Network at, well, republicbroadcasting.org. Before the break, I posed a question to Phil as to how the average man and woman in the street has reacted over the last 20 years or so when Phil has told them the stories about his experiences aboard the Liberty and well, just about all of his experiences afterwards. So, Phil, if you have any thoughts on that, I'd be very curious to hear.
Very good question you posed to me, Michael, and I'm glad you brought it up because it brings back so many memories, and most of them are not very good, to be honest with you. And the things that really strike me the most, Michael, is that when I try to tell this story, and be honest with proof, with eyewitness testimony, I run up against a brick wall as being a Jew hater, a Nazi, anti-Semite, a person that is a malcontent, that doesn't deserve to breathe the air that I breathe. All because of our passionate attachment to Israel. They will not get it through their heads that Israel is capable of murdering Americans on the high seas. Not only that, Michael, it goes way beyond that. Most of the money they get from the Zionist churches in America and our government, and they don't have a clue that Israel would cut their throats in 2 seconds if it served their purpose.
You know, Phil, it's interesting. I have obviously read a lot about the Liberty over the years from a wide variety of viewpoints. And what I have often found is that people who are criticizing you and the other survivors of the Liberty, and I mean, in many cases, these are Jewish critics, but not all necessarily Jewish critics, they have this tendency to say that your eyewitness testimony is unreliable. And yet it's interesting, Phil, because these are the very same people who tell us that the eyewitness testimony of Holocaust survivors is indisputable, that it is part of the historical record, that it must be believed because these people were survivors, and yet your testimony is questioned. I've seen people questioning the testimony of USS Liberty survivors who say that there was an American flag flying on the ship at the time it was under attack.
Oh, Michael, I'll tell you what, did you hit a nerve there? Let's just think about it for a second. You can take a Holocaust survivor, their granddaughter or grandson or great-grandson, and they can speak about the Holocaust. It's believable. They weren't even there. I'm an eyewitness to cold-blooded murder, and I become an anti-Semite, a Jew hater, a Nazi. Now, listen, there's got to be something wrong with this story. And until America wakes up, if we don't wake up soon, our country is gone, and it's going to go straight to Israel. It's just all of our money's gone. You know where it went. Madoff, the rest of these bankers that just stole another $20 billion from America. And our president today said that's not a good thing. Well, listen, take the money back. Don't give him those bonuses. He can do that. He's got the power. So, no, the Israeli government, the Jews that run Wall Street, and listen, I'm not trying to say Jews in a derogatory manner. It's just a fact.
Exactly.
They're a bunch of thieves. They brought this blind.
You know, Phil, I guess the thing that bothers me most is that, you know, and again, this is another thing, too, which I've seen as far as the Liberty survivors are concerned. During the past 7 or 8 years since the 9/11 attacks and the launch of the war on terrorism and the war against Iraq, the refrain from the U.S. government and from all the pro-Israeli lobby think tanks and propaganda organizations here in America. So the line has been support the troops, support the troops. But you know what? They don't want to support the troops who were aboard the USS Liberty. That's the one group of troops that don't fall into the category of troops that should be supported. I mean, talk about chutzpah.
Oh, chutzpah is almost a oxymoron for these arrogant, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
support the troops. Yeah, listen, I got online the other day and was looking at some military stuff, and I come across the site, and it was a United States Army site. And the first thing I come across was an Israeli American soldier, I suppose, with an American patch on his side, please give money, support our troops, support the Israeli troops. They didn't say a damn word about support the American troops, support our Jewish troops. Well, listen, they're 2% or 2.5% of the population. I guarantee there's none in Afghanistan, not unless they're hired by the CIA or somebody like that to go do some torture. They're very good at that. So they might be on my door someday. But I tell you what, Michael, I'm gonna tell it the way it is until the day I die, and that's just the way I am. That's the way I'm gonna be, because nobody should be allowed to get by with cold-blooded murder of Americans on the high seas, not even Israel. And when they did that, they put a gun to your head too, Mike. You know that, don't you?
That's right. That's right. You know, Phil, something we should point out for those who don't know it, you have two sons who are in the military right now overseas.
Yes. Well, no, one is, but I don't want to say where they're at.
Okay, right, right. I understand.
The reason I don't is because I don't trust the other guys.
Hey, well, I'll tell you what, we have a call here from James Morris, who has done a great deal of excellent work over the past few years in a lot of realms, and he's been very instrumental in helping you and Mark get some really fantastic guests on your program. And I've told Mark that, and I've told you this too, that your programs with all those guests should be commemorated in book form, because there's so much good information there, and we need to thank James Morris for that, and he is on the line. So let's bring James Morris up. Hello, James. We did have James. Are you there? I'm afraid we may have lost James.
Too bad. He would have been a nice spokesperson, and that was a good intro for him too, because he's done a lot of work for us. And I know one thing you wanted to say, Michael, is that I know you do a lot of articles and so on and so forth, but I think what he wanted to talk about was something you did on Press TV that was on a couple days ago.
You mentioned and I got your email, by the way, on that, Phil. Yeah, I haven't seen that particular item yet.
Well, it was a very kind and nice kudos to you from Press TV and about your article. And, you know, I sent you that. I know you get thousands of them, but I wish you could have got it. But I told James to make sure that you get the archives of it, because it was a nice show. And they mentioned your article, which was, this goes around the world. Press TV does, as RBN does. But it just made me really feel good to hear your name and to
I think it may have been an article that I just did for American Free Press. And I'm guessing about this. It's an article that I did for American Free Press pointing out the fact that the Israeli lobby, in their publications, they've essentially issued marching orders to Barack Obama telling him what he is supposed to do. And, of course, what they want him to do is they want him to declare war on Iran. They want him to keep up the war on terror. They want him to continue the all-out pro-Israel stance vis-a-vis the Palestinians. This is their agenda, and it's really the agenda that they want Barack Obama to carry out is no different than the agenda that George Bush carried out on their behalf over the last 8 years. So with that having been said, Phil, I'd like to pose this question. Do you see any hope in Barack Obama?
Well, I'll tell you where I see the hope. It's about 1,000 miles from me, and I got to be walking to get there. The other day, he said, "Listen, he's going to reach out to Muslims," and he said, "Hey, America is not your enemies." And we got George Mitchell over there in the Middle East, or he was a couple days ago or a day ago, I don't know. But I was talking to Mark about this, and listen, he said, "Muslims, reach out to Muslims." What about the Muslims in Gaza that had just been slaughtered, that there are in an open-air concentration camp? Don't those Muslims count? And then Senator Mitchell, he won't even talk to the duly elected government of the Palestinians. Now, that's not change. That's all BS. And we're on the same track that Israel wants. What Israel wants, Israel gets, and that's it. They control our government. The most lopsided vote you've ever seen in history was made when the our government, voted with George W. Bush to go slaughter these people. That's so low and so irrepensible. I mean, just it irritates me so much, Michael. I can't even talk about it. You see all those young kids. You see them burnt. bleeding and dying? My God, what if those were our kids? What would we do? We'd
You know, Mark Glenn has said more than once, and you know, I have to say, I told Mark this the other day. I saw a Palestinian child. Fortunately, the child was alive, and this kid looked like one of Mark Glenn's kids. You know, it's you know, I don't have any children of my own, thank God, in some respects. But you know, I think of all these poor little kids over there in Palestine, and you know, they in the view of the Israelis and the supporters of the Israelis in this country, these little children are just quote-unquote terrorists or future terrorists. And they are determined, they're determined to wipe them off the map.
Well, that was part of what Hamas, what Bush wanted to do was get them wiped off the map. And the leader of Hezbollah, I forget his name, I saw him this morning talking about that, and he says, yeah, what the Bush doctrine was is go ahead and do what you got to do to, you know, the Gaza and get rid of Hamas. Well, listen, all they did is, yeah, they killed a lot of people, 1,300, 1,400, who knows.
Probably more than that, yeah.
Sure, absolutely. But all they did was strengthen Hamas in their vigor to become a free people. And listen, what's wrong with being free? I mean, that's the American spirit, is being free. And Obama says the American spirit is we're going to give an olive branch to the Muslims, but not the Muslims in the Gaza.
That's a very good point, Phil. And you know, I never even thought about that. And it's so in your face, and it's so very true. You know, I saw today, this is a slight digression here, but I saw a press release from the Anti-Defamation League in which they have announced very boldly that, contrary to what a lot of people have been saying or what people want to believe, the Anti-Defamation League says that something like, 75, 85, 90% of American Jews actually supported what Hamas, or I should say what Israel did in Gaza to the Palestinian people. Now, if the Anti-Defamation League is correct, now let's say right up front here that the Anti-Defamation League is not a very reliable source, but if the Anti-Defamation League is correct, then those extraordinary numbers of American Jews who supported what Israel did in Gaza, they should hang their heads in shame. And I resent it as an American that my tax dollars, I'm getting ready to do my taxes, I resent it as an American that my tax dollars are being used to carry out this Jewish Zionist agenda to back up this murdering state.
Oh, man, are you right on there? But I think your calculation on the percentage is wrong. I think it'd be 99.9%.
Unfortunately, I think that's probably correct. There are Jews out there, and we always rush to say this, there are Jews out there who are very effective critics of Israel. There are Jews who absolutely renounce Israel and all that it stands for. But unfortunately, the preponderant number of Jews in this country, in the United States, have supported what the state of Israel has done. And I mean, these are the people who are always crying about the Holocaust. The hypocrisy of it, you know, that's the one thing that's always irritated me about the Middle East since I started looking at the issue. The outright hypocrisy on the part of Israel's supporters. And it's just most people, unfortunately, just don't understand really what the hell is going on.
Hey, Michael, if there's so many Jews in this country that care about America, where in the hell are they on the USS Liberty side?
Absolutely.
You know, that's shameful. If they care about America and they're Americans, they don't care about America. They care about Israel only. I mean, it's just very evident. I haven't seen any prominent Jew come up and say, hey, let's get this done. Let's get the truth out. It doesn't happen. You know, they're on the side of Israel 100%. Hey, where's, Spielberg, you know, he could make a movie about the USS Liberty, a true movie.
That would be one hell of a movie, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, where is Steven Spielberg? You know, I just sent, it's funny you bring that up, Phil, because I just sent a clipping about the USS Liberty to a friend of mine, and that's exactly what I said. I said, Hollywood makes a lot of movies about the Holocaust, but why not a movie about American soldiers who were subjected to a very real Holocaust? But, of course, we're not going to see that. All right, we are going to the break, ladies and gentlemen. We have quite a few callers lined up here. We will bring one of them up for a brief comment here when we come back before we sign off. So stay tuned, folks.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, folks, just to remind you, for the next several shows next week, we will be talking in detail about how Mossad asset Andrew Allen orchestrated the takeover of the Institute for Historical Review and the destruction of Liberty Lobby. That having been said, we have James Morris back. Let's bring James up. James, welcome aboard.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. It's with my good friend Phil Turney there and the Patriot Michael Collins Piper. How's it going?
It's going. I'd feel a lot better if we didn't have sad things to talk about like we have to talk about.
I hear you on that one.
That's the way it is.
Hey, your excellent article that just came out of American Free Press, I heard it mentioned on the Iranian satellite channel, Press TV, you know, a couple of days ago.
Yeah, that must be the. Was that the article I wrote about the Israeli lobby giving the marching orders to Barack
Obama? That's the one. They went right to the website, AmericanFreePress.net, and read it, and it said marching orders from AIPAC or something like that, and it said from Michael Collins Piper, and I thought that was great.
I'm glad they did that. Thanks for bringing that to Phil's attention. He had actually sent me an email about it, and I hadn't had a chance to check the website yet. Yeah.
Well, you're a good guy, Michael. You sent that book that I forwarded over.
Right. I know exactly who you are. Yeah.
Exactly. And the thing is, if any of your listeners want to get to and watch this fine print broadcast, it was a fine print program, Press TV, and it's out, they're actually airing on Sky, you know, the Sky network now, so they have a lot of viewers. It's on channel 1515 on Sky satellite service, which is interesting because that's owned by Murdoch, right? But anyway, or News Corp at least. But if you go to PressTV.com and you look on the programs link on the left-hand side, you just click on that, and then you just look for the fine print broadcast. There's like a little picture of it with other programs they have. Click on that, and it should be archived pretty soon. Like I said, it was a couple of days ago, and they accessed the website, read your name, read the article, and it was great.
Well,
and
James, I just want to take this opportunity again to, I don't know if you heard me mention this when you were off the air, but you've done so much great work over the last few years, and you've been so instrumental in helping Mark and Phil get so many tremendous guests on their program here. I just think it's just great work, and thank you so much for what you have done on your own.
Well, thanks a lot for that, Mike. Like I salute you too, and I salute the combat decorated veteran Phil Turney for what he went through. He saw the eye of the beast, so to speak, with experiencing Israeli treachery firsthand when the USS Liberty was deliberately attacked, and he's had to bear with that. And
It's something we read about, but this is something that Phil experienced firsthand. And
for these
people to question his integrity, to question his memory of these events, you know, these people can go to hell.
They really can. And I'll tell you, I was reading your Final Judgment book the other day, and you've got some incredible detail in there, including the CIA agent or operative, I think it was Paisley, who, if I have the name correct.
Yeah.
Who was like a shot in the head in the Chesapeake or something. I mean,
he was taking on the Israelis behind the scenes, but what they have done is tried to paint him as some sort of a Soviet agent and say that that's why he was killed or why he committed suicide. But I knew people who knew him, and they knew the story on Paisley, and everything we've heard about Paisley in the mainstream media is just an absolute lie.
Well, Mike, I'll tell you, you got some amazing detail in that book. It's real. I mean, when we were fighting the fight now to expose the threat to world peace of Jewish supremacism, and you look in that book and you see people at a senior level within our intelligence services whom the Mossad has dealt with. It's really eye opening.
This guy James Angleton, the number three man in the CIA, who was most definitely involved in the Kennedy assassination, he's one of the American traitors who helped arrange the Israeli attack on the USS Liberty.
And they've got an honor to him in Israel.
That's right.
I saw that in the film Dead in the Water from BBC, you know, that Dick Thompson put together. Incredible. Listen, we got Senator Gravel on the Liberty Hour tomorrow. If you can take a listen and maybe give him a call in as well, we'd really appreciate
that. He's a fantastic guy. I'm glad to see he's going to be joining Phil and Mark.
Sounds good. I'll leave you with a website with Phil's latest call for C-SPAN's Washington Journal, and that is neoconzionistthreat.com. Hope everybody can take a listen and check it out.
Absolutely. James Morris, thanks for your call. Phil, thank you as always. Keep up the good work. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
All right, folks, stay tuned for more good programming here, and don't miss that program tomorrow, the Liberty Hour.
With recent internet...